plate a potential nugget.
Moving to something that's here and now, COVID-19, that's sort of gripping the world. As I was researching for this conversation, in one of the conversations, you use the term, you know, COVID-19 at some level is a timeout that Mother Nature has given human beings. And we've been all sent to our rooms to have a think about how we're leading our lives. And I thought that's such a profound way of framing what's going on. How should we as human beings learn from COVID-19?
Again, there are two ways around it. One way is to say there's a profound learning that can happen in this. We have learned, for better or worse, to disrupt our lives. Meaning, you know, things like we took for granted around work, family, education, all that is disrupted. So one thing is basically to say, okay, are there any new lessons that have been learned in this thing? Let's see. Do I begin to question that, you know, the old habits or the old mechanisms by which I was operating, are they still useful? Yeah, sort of thing. And if that's the orientation, then I think our learning is going to be rich. But if the disposition is such that, oh, this was a painful experience, let's go back to the old normal. Again, old normal was no better. It was as miserable, in fact, not more miserable, but it was a familiar sense of misery. So we are comfortable with it. So those are the things that I think people need to learn from COVID-19. You know, deeply recognize the sense of interconnectedness, the sense of interdependence that a pandemic teaches you, that we don't wish to learn otherwise. The importance of a sense of solitude rather than loneliness as an outburst of the busy life that we live. Recognizing how important deep human engagements are. Rather than just being connected on social media and so on. Meaning they all have utilitarian functions, right? But these are the things that I think we need to think about. And most importantly, embracing uncertainty. You can never be fully prepared for your life. Wow. And that's the biggest assumption that we make.
Mm-hmm. And as you see the world grappling with COVID-19 and some of the narratives you see in terms of how people are dealing with it, how people are talking about how others should deal with it, do you see one or two elements missing in the way you see, the way you're processing it?
Every time there's a natural calamity, for a moment you see a sense of hopefulness in despair. And the hopefulness is that people show more empathy. And you hope that empathy is going to have a long-lasting effect, that will change people's mind, where they will begin to see the beauty of being empathetic towards each other. And that's one thing that I'm beginning to feel, you know, I shouldn't say sad about, but in a sense that why can't humans be more empathetic towards one another? There are a lot of positive stories around COVID of, you know, nature coming back in more than one ways. You hear about extraordinary stories of care, of sharing, of compassion. But at the same time, you know, even wearing a mask has become a polarized political statement. And those are the things that is reflective of the world that we live in, society at large, which is that amidst this chaos of information and misinformation and so on, how do we reclaim, you know, the fundamental sense of being human? How do we reclaim the fundamental sense that, you know, we need to create a new kind of global tribe And it needs to be rooted in a sense of empathy, in a sense of compassion. And if that's something that we can learn from this pandemic, it'll be a worthwhile lesson. And also the sense of solitude, I think, is very, very important.
Thank you for listening. If this is of interest, you might want to go to the playlist Coping with COVID-19 at the curated playlist section at playtopotential.com.